Welcome back to the program. It's the Cale Clark Show. So glad to be with you. Yeah. Lucas, I actually don't like that song. Can I be honest about this? It's not one of my favorite songs.
What? Cale, you don't like that song?
I know you like it.
Controversial statement.
This is going to be the best day of my life.
All right.
I know you like it, though, so I've never said anything.
We'll take
about
it out of the repertoire.
No, that's fine. You can leave it in. It's fine. One of my best friends, when he got married, he played that song. And I remember at the start of his reception, he came in like he was skipping like a little kid. He was so happy. He was like, this is going to be the best day of my life. Anyways, that's what I think about when I think about that song. So it does give me a happy memory of my pal, Arlen, who got married. Anyways, but yeah, so keep it in. Forget it. Forget I said anything. But anyways, it's all good. It's all good. Just know that that's Lucas, not me. My musical taste is much more, I don't know. Anyways.
It's much more refined.
I don't know about that. But listen, I want to just get back to the story that we started with by Colleen Little. You know, when your coworkers think that you are the crazy Christian. One of the things that she said when dealing with her skeptical work colleague was that, you know, she was often assuming that this person was making judgment calls about her, but she said to herself, you know, I'm not making any judgment calls about this guy, so why am I thinking he's necessarily making them of me? And so she just said, you know what, whether you're a Christian or a non-Christian, all of your friendships are really about trust and respect, or at least they should be, and finding empathy for the other person. And the more you lean into this, she says, the more you build a foundation for something that we can all agree on, trying to love people well. And that's a lot of what Jesus calls us to do in the first place. And she said, you know, listen, I want my friend to know God, but that doesn't happen without friendship. It grows and builds just like any friendship, talking about the things that are important to us and continuing to love them as best we know how. And that's a really, really good point. That's a very good point. We love our friends. We want the best for them. And so we want to give them the best thing that we have, which is Christ. We want to give them a relationship with Jesus Christ, which we think is the best thing going in this world of ours. And so naturally speaking, you know, if you have a friend, friends always talk about things that are important to them. Friends talk about, you know, hey, did you see this great movie? Have you heard this latest album? You know, what's your favorite restaurant? You know, we're so eager to share these things, but are we as eager to share our faith? Well, we're not most of the time, because you know, a lot of it's because we just don't know how to do it. We think that we're going to have these really uncomfortable evangelistic conversations and. Maybe you've run into somebody like this, you know, who wants to pigeonhole you and say, you know, hey, you know, like those guys who knocked on my door when I was in university saying, you know, where are you going to be 5 minutes after you die? That's a very, very good question. But if somebody doesn't want to talk about it, and I did, you know, so I was very happy to hear that. But if somebody doesn't want to talk about that, you know, it could be a turnoff until you get to know the person a little bit better. Because everybody's interested in this. You might not think that they are, but everybody wants to be happy. You know, that's one thing that St. Thomas Aquinas said, is that everybody wants to be happy. The reason why they do what they do, no matter what the choices they make are, is because they think it's going to help them achieve happiness. Now, they might be, you know, way off base on that, but that's why they're doing what they're doing. So we've got to show them that, you know, happiness comes from knowing Christ and trying to follow the owner's manual, you know, the scriptures, the teachings of the church. God is the one who created human life, and he knows the best way to live it so that it flourishes. And so that's what we really got to share with our friend. And you know what? We just love them in that way. And Lucas, you were, you know, just off the air, we were talking about this during the commercial break, and you'd mentioned something which I thought was an important point, if you want to jump in.
Yeah, you know, we were talking about sharing the faith with people. And I think one thing that we can fall into as Catholics or Christians is we always feel like we have to be on the defense if somebody asks us why we believe what we believe. And we should be able to respond with good answers and give people solid reasons. But we also can be on the offense. We also can ask the person, why do you believe what you believe? And what are your reasons for believing what you do? Even if the person, you know, proclaims that nothing, if they're an atheist or whatever, be like, well, why are you an atheist? Why? What are your reasons for choosing not to believe? And I think when we do that, that really kind of forces them to open up and really think about, okay, wait, what are my reasons for this? And it's what Jesus did himself. I mean, he often asked questions when he was put a question to. So we're also following our Lord in doing this. And I think it's a pretty good strategy.
I think you're right, Lucas. You know, and it's also just being polite. It's also just being polite. And we'll find that very often if we ask people, and we're genuinely interested in what they're thinking and why they're thinking it, what makes them tick, if they explain what they believe and why to us, number one, it forces them to examine, you know, maybe I really don't have good reasons for believing this, you know, and just talking to you has made me realize this. But also, very often when they tell you this, they'll turn around and pose the question back to you. So tell me, what do you believe and why? And then that way you're not kind of forcing it down their throat or anything like that. They're asking you. They're inviting you to share. And that's a good place to be. Thank you so much for sharing this hour with us. I want to thank our Top Gun team here, Lucas Holt produced, who you just heard from, Patrick Alog screening the calls, Karen Moran works social media. We'll see you tomorrow on the Cale Clark Show. Take it away, Michaela.
Thank you for listening to my daddy.